Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. And tonight's episode is all about finding and keeping a good, high-quality, long-term relationship, the kind we all dream to have. Now, every woman has a dream relationship in mind, and everyone is a little bit different in what they want, and their dreams are different. But some women dream of Prince Charming and a fairy tale wedding with 5 carats diamond ring. Other women long for a man who can provide financial security, emotional security. And some women just want a perfect relationship that means a guy who can be loyal and honest and can be there and never cheat. Have you ever thought about what is your idea when it comes of a dream relationship? How does it look like and why? So why do you hold the belief you hold when it comes to love? You'll find out real reason why you have certain preconceived notions, as well as how to let go of assumptions that are harmful, all within this next hour, because I have a surprise for you and I have an amazing guest. She's my wonderful friend, Barbara Senton. She's a dating and relationship coach who has a completely different approach and a very successful approach to dating and relationship happiness. Her clients often quickly find themselves in successful, long-term, loving, and passionate relationships. And that's what we all want. Barbara's approach is drawn from her own experience and training with the top relationship experts in the field. She combines several modalities and has created a well-rounded, personalized program to help women change the way they date, because that's a problem. We don't actually know how to date. And she also helps women to transform their current relationship so that high-quality men start coming to them and no more settling for less than what you deserve. This is her principle. This is her philosophy. This is your time to flourish. And this is your time to get what you want. So you ladies listening to this show, pick up the phone and let's talk to Barbara. The number 202-570-7057. My producer, Christopher, will connect you to Barbara and myself. So that's what Barbara, that's why she's here, to help us achieve this. Now, I want to tell you a little bit before I invite her to the microphone. She's certified. She's certified in applied positive psychology, relationship coach training, and has a degree in health science. You're not going to believe that. Barbara, she's actually a registered midwife too. She delivered hundreds of babies for over a decade, and I'm so proud of her. So her own deep personal and professional study into what drives us as humans help her personalize her coaching to your individual needs, creating a customized plan for you to achieve all your goals. And Barbara, I want to tell you, I need your help more than anybody. So with all this in mind, It is my pleasure to welcome to the show my wonderful friend and this amazing lady, Barbara Senten. Barbara, thank you. Thank you for being my guest. How are you, my love?
Carmen, it is such a pleasure to be here tonight with you and all your wonderful audience. What an introduction. Oh, my goodness.
You are amazing. You're amazing. I was so impressed with all the things that you've achieved. And I'm so grateful for your time and the time that you spend with us today. And we have a lot of people listening to this show. So that's why all these ladies listening, and of course we have men listening to the show, but also everybody who is interested, you know, in finding that love relationship that is fulfilling, they should ask questions to you and get help from you. And we'll give them all the information that you can provide where people can find you. But I'm going to start by asking you some questions with your permission that can help people, can help our listener have more clarity about their own relationship and about how can they get actually help from you. And I want to ask you first a very common question. What actually is the essence of the reason we do the show on this topic? I'm going to ask you, what inspired you to want to become a dating coach?
That is a very good question. It stemmed from my own struggles in having relationships. And I was, as you mentioned, delivering hundreds of babies. I was in the medical field.
So beautiful. I love that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful thing ever.
It is very beautiful. I miss it a lot. And I saw, during that time, I saw a lot of couples struggle through the transition from being a couple to becoming parents. And it made me ask the question, okay, I'm struggling in my relationship, you know, over the years I had been struggling. And these people are struggling. Why are so many people struggling in their relationship? So I started to dig deeper and deeper. And that's how I kind of stumbled into it.
Right. So, And here I need your help because I've been married 27 years and my husband died of cancer. And ever since that, you know, I suffer from this trauma. So I almost question myself, will I ever be able to date again? But I will ask you, from your experience, what are the most common dating problems that you see in your practice? Because I tell you, this is I'm confronting. So people who go through a loss or through a tragedy or sometimes through a divorce, they have a hard time rebuilding. They have a hard time finding, you know, ways to date again. But to your understanding, what are the most common dating problems that you see in your practice?
Well, you know, with someone like you who has, you know, suffered a loss and really is grieving the loss of their amazing partner, that would be something different than someone who's been single into their 40s and they can't figure out why they can't attract, right? So I recently actually just spoke to another lady who had a relationship that was really ideal, and now she was single and she was just not over the past relationship yet. She was comparing every man to her ex-husband and so that can be really blocking you because you're still holding on to that perfection or that perceived perfection that you think you had.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dream of what you've lost and hoping to create that with someone new. And you can't come from that standpoint. You get to come from a brand new angle.
So you say that's a mistake because that comes true in my life too. And we have a lot of people calling in because I look at how many people are waiting to call to you, and I want to let them know, Maria from New York, Kim from Florida, all of you guys that are waiting to talk to Barbara, hold on the line, we'll be with you in a minute. I just have some question for Barbara. Now, so the same thing comes true, I'm just confessing, you know, on the radio that I had an amazing husband. He was so handsome, he was perfection, like you said. We had an amazing relationship, raised three kids, and he prematurely dies. And I found myself like, will I ever find somebody to love that much, to feel that connection, that soul connection, that soulmate, that chemistry. So like you said, we sometimes when things like this happen, that you had a wonderful relationship that comes to an end through a divorce or God knows how, you always relate to whatever you had. And then it's very hard to have that. You always have to think that that might not happen, and you have to accept that something different will come to you. But my question to you, my next question is, why do so many people attract the wrong kind of partners? And I see this in my own work as a psychologist. I see people attracting the wrong person in their lives, constantly attracting the wrong person as a reflection of their issues, of the reflection of their problems in their subconscious mind. So what's your take on this?
Yes, I was making a quick note, subconscious mind. So we're on the same page. Yes, it's absolutely the subconscious mind. And so we keep attracting the, quote, wrong relationship because there's something that is running the show. So there's a belief, underlying belief, that you're not aware of, that's in the subconscious or even the unconscious mind, that that is making you be attracted to the wrong kinds of people. And so it's not about, and this is where people go wrong. They try to go digging for what that belief is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's helpful. And, you know, people like you can really help your clients and your patients to go deep into that part. But there's another aspect to it. So then, okay, fine. So then you know what your subconscious mind is telling you. That's not going to help you, just knowing. You have to add in actions that will shift the belief system in your subconscious mind. And how I do that with my clients is getting them to be really clear on how they want to feel in a relationship. So it's not about the checklist of what you want in a man. We all have the checklist. Like, it's easy. It'll take you 2 seconds to make one. That's beside the point, really, because if you go by only your checklist, you can easily get a man who meets all the checklist, all the things on your checklist, and you're still unhappy. So what's missing? What's missing is how you want to feel. And feelings are the language of the subconscious mind. So if you continually focus on what you want to feel in a relationship, the subconscious mind starts to come on board and starts to help you look for that, rather than, you know, looking for a tall man with a good career and, you know, great abs or whatever it is, right? So you go...
Well, there are those beliefs that are implemented, you know, in the consciousness from our youth, from our upbringing, from what we see in our family. You know, everything is kind of programmed up to a certain degree that it has to happen in a certain way. Like I said at the beginning, we dream... You know, every teenager girl dreams of a big fairy tale wedding because that's what she sees, that's what she heard, that's what the parents are talking about. And so this is the belief system. And as she matures, you know, none of this might happen. So the program is there. How can you shift that program into what you really will attract based on your emotional system? And how can you identify those emotions? That's a big question.
Yeah, so you start with, how do I want to feel? You ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And, you know, most people start with the words, I want to feel loved, I want to feel secure, I want to feel, you know, a bigger blanket statement. And then you go deeper. And this is why it's really important to work with someone who has helped other people go through this before, because you can't see past your own blind spots, right? So you get, you know, this is what I ask of my clients. I ask them, what does love mean for you? And that is then going deeper and a little bit harder to answer. Okay, feeling loved, you know, for me might feel good when someone is making me dinner or, you know, I don't know, like, making the bed after I get up. I'm just naming something. For you, feeling loved might mean, you know, a text every 5 minutes, right? You have to get really clear on what it is for you that makes you feel loved. and then feel into that. Then there's a next component around visioning, where you really spend time meditating on those feelings as if you have it now. So going mm-hmm. through a day in the life of you and your new partner and how each moment feels. You know, I used to vision on my current partner before I met him. And mm-hmm. you know, every single thing that I visioned about came true, down to the fact that he had a pool, down to, you know, the kind of furniture that was
that's incredible.
Down to where his bed or where our bed ended up being, where we now sleep, the kind of sheets. Like, it was so detailed. And I didn't come up with the details of the pool and the sheets, but my subconscious mind, that constantly kept coming in. And so when you get really clear on how you want to feel, it comes to you, because your subconscious mind runs the show. And if your subconscious mind feels as if it is now, as if you are now in your kitchen with your man and he's handing you a cup of coffee, and you feel so loved and adored, and you feel so grateful that you are in this incredible relationship, and you have your eyes closed and you're in that moment now, your subconscious mind will not know the difference between real and imagined. And so if you continue to do that on a regular basis, like daily, your subconscious mind will go and find it, and you will get it. That's just the law. That's the law of attraction, actually, right there.
Okay. So do you also, something else, do you really believe there are keys to genuine compatibility between people?
Can you say that again? Compatibility?
So do you believe, I mean, if people say all the time that you have to be compatible, you know, to make a relationship work. Do you believe in that? Do you believe there is such thing like compatibility?
I think it's overused. And I think people focus too much on compatibility and end up in passionless relationships. Look, like we all think that we want someone to be compatible with. Do we, though? Really? I want someone who I can have crazy, amazing, beautiful lovemaking with and have fun times with. And, you know, some of that, you have to be compatible, you know, to have amazing.
But if you're not compatible, you know what I mean? Two people are not compatible, they're not going to survive the test of time, you know, because they're not going to see the world in the same way.
But I think we over-focus on that. And I know that you teach this in a really great way. And that is, you know, it's mm-hmm. in depth. But for most people, compatibility, they make it as if the other person has to be like them. Compatibility triggers the mind.
No, compatibility doesn't mean that two people have to be alike. No. Compatibility is two people that need to complement each other and need to kind of, you know, adjust to each other so they grow together.
Yes, 100%. And I agree with that. It's just the world out there is, I think, overusing compatibility. So mm-hmm. I do super duper agree that you need to find someone who's compatible on certain levels. For example, my partner and I, we both love skiing. We loved skiing before we met. So we love going on ski trips. That's compatibility, right?
Right.
But other things like political views or medical views, we might have opposite opinions. And just because they are opposite doesn't mean we're constantly fighting and yelling at each other that the other has to come to our side. So there is a way around certain areas where you're not as compatible, to really create a bridge for not forcing the other person to always be the same as you, which I think mm-hmm. for a lot of women, that's really, really difficult. They want their man to be in a box that they create. And mm-hmm. So I'm just really careful with using the compatibility term, but I totally agree with you. You have to be compatible on many levels.
Okay. There's so many questions that I have for you, but I would prefer to take at least one call. I don't know if we have time before a break. No, let's take a break, and after the break, We'll talk to Maria from New York, then we'll go to more questions, and then we'll take some more callers. Is that okay with you?
That's perfect.
Okay, my love. So hold on the line, you guys. We'll take a break for 1 minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back with my wonderful guest tonight, Barbara Senten. She is my guest tonight, as I said, and she's giving us advice about how to be in a relationship, because she's a coach. That's what she does for a living. And Barbara, how can people get a hold of you? Because so many people need you right now. People need your advice. People need how to they don't know how to date, you know. People don't know how to be in a relationship, and someone like you is exactly the right person for so many people. So just give us an idea where people can find you.
Well, I'm on all the social platforms as Barbara Senten. YouTube, I have a great YouTube channel with lots of free information. Instagram, Facebook, so you can find me there, and you can always message me. My email is there. They can reach out there.
So www.barbarasenten.com.
That's your website.
And you are everywhere on Instagram, on Facebook, Twitter. Exactly. People can find you everywhere. And they have all your information. If somebody wants to book a session from you, that's the way to do it, no?
It's all available. They can email me.
It's all available. So actually can go through your website and book a session with you through your website, no?
Yes, absolutely. I say my social media platforms because websites are a little bit obsolete now. There's a lot of free and incredible content on my YouTube channel. So
perfect.
That's where, you know, it's really fun for them to go. But yeah, my website is great. You know, it's really easy to find me. Just Google me.
But I really want people to go to your YouTube channel, because this is the way, you know, to get real advice by listening to your videos. So if you were supposed to give us one piece of advice about dating, like a dating advice, what would that be?
You're not broken. And right. A lot of people are like, I must be broken, or I must be too ugly or too fat, or whatever women tell themselves, which is so
right. Tragic. So true.
And there is a way to, you know, I talk a lot about masculine and feminine energy, which we didn't touch on today, but a lot of women these days, just like me, you know, I can be in my masculine energy really easily. I run a business and I have goals and all of this. And what we get to do is not take down our masculine energy, but ramp up our feminine energy. And there are ways to doing that, you know, spending time in nature, moving your body, not just getting your nails done and putting on makeup, but real deep feminine practices.
Right.
So that would be, I would say that that would be definitely the best way to start. And then you'll go from there.
Fabulous advice. Now, you also have an exciting event, and I'm going to mention this event again at the end of the show. There's an amazing event called Single to Love Magnet. So can you tell us a little bit more about this free event and how people can sign up for it? It's a free event.
Yeah, so it's a free event. It's called From Single to Love Magnet. And I have 21 incredible experts on there. Carmen, you're one of them. I can't wait
to see your
interview. We already filmed it. And so it's pre-recorded videos with top experts in the field like Carmen, John Gray is going to be on it, Allison A. Armstrong, and you know many, many more incredible speakers. And they're going to share their tips on how to become a love magnet and really shift your inner world so that you can attract the relationship that you are dreaming of in your heart.
That's so beautiful. So we're going to take Maria, my producer, and ask him, because Maria has been patiently waiting for quite a long time. Hi, Maria from New York. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. Hi, Barbara. I'm well. How are you?
It's so good to talk to you, Maria. So Barbara is my guest tonight. If you have any questions for Barbara, feel free to ask.
So it's interesting. Hi, Barbara. So it's so interesting because I dialed in to listen to the two of you ladies, and it seems like the topic is exactly what I'm going through currently.
Good.
Really, it's no coincidence. And I have spoken to Carmen a couple months back, perhaps even a year. And I'm actually going through a rough time with the divorce, with just getting over, and it's been 2 years since my divorce has gone through, but I'm having a hard time now that I'm trying to date, where I am comparing everybody to the good qualities my ex-husband had. And it's interesting because he came back into my life a couple months ago because we both had deaths in our family. And we reconnected, and I thought perhaps, like, you know, maybe this time it could be different, and maybe this time, because we had some distance and time apart, that we could perhaps rekindle our marriage and our relationship. I had gone over to Europe to visit family, and I had gotten sick overseas, so I had gotten stuck there for about a month. we were separated, you know, by force, you know, because I was stuck there and he was here in the U.S. But while I was overseas, I met somebody else. And that person actually, I connected with.
So there was a reason for you to be stuck there.
Yes.
So everything in life happens for a reason.
Yes.
It's so interesting.
It is, and Carmen, I know you do many readings for people, and you talk to many people, but you did a reading for me last year, and you did say someone with a certain letter would come in, and he did, and he actually was my doctor overseas. So,
wow.
So now I have feelings for this other person, and it's, you know, I don't know now how I'm going to go about this obstacle now where this person is in, you know, living in another country. And then I have the, you know, in the back of my head, the coulda, shoulda, woulda with my ex-husband. So I guess that is my situation.
So I'm going to ask Barbara what she thinks. What's her take on this?
Yeah. So this is an interesting situation, and thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing, like, on the radio. That's really, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that you really want to solve this and you really want some support. So what I would say, Maria, is focus on you. Start focusing on what are your dreams. What feeling do you want when you're with a man? It might be that, you know, that you remember some of the feelings you had with your ex-husband. That's okay. You know, we all always compare. It's human nature. It's okay. However, if you're aware of it, then you can be like, oh, I'm comparing again. And yes, those qualities are something that I want in a man. And then you can start visioning for what it is that you want to feel in a relationship. And then it actually doesn't matter which man it will be. And it might not be right. any one of those two men. It can be somebody different too, right. with the letter, you know, with the name, with that letter that Carmen told right. you. So if you're focusing on what you need, what you are dreaming of, what you want to feel, then it actually doesn't really matter where the cards fall, because you're going to get that. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to control who it's with.
Got
and
it.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah,
does it make sense to you, Maria?
It does, because it puts things in perspective where when I'm thinking that way, what I can do to kind of recenter myself.
Yeah, it also makes you feel free. You're free. You're not attached. You allow, you know what I mean, to the universe to open other doors. But I know that on the other hand, you really want to make a decision. And you see through the possibilities, so how am I going to do to be with the man overseas, because that is complicated. The man is at a distance relationship are not easy to achieve. On the other hand, do I really want to go back in time and solve the karma with my ex? Do I want to go back there? What happened that I developed feelings for somebody else while I was trying to rekindle a relationship? So that's a big question, you know? For you to ask yourself, huge question, is this new man just a band-aid to something? Do I really want to go back to my husband while I think I can fall in love with somebody else? What's really going on with me? So if you take a step back and remove yourself from these two men and say, probably I should continue to be open to anything else that the universe is showing me, probably someone else will step in, or probably you will be able to make the best decision, which is choosing one of these two, because you cannot be in between. Is your ex putting pressure to be with you or no?
He's not. So it's a bit confusing because he's continuously
I knew he's not, and I was just waiting for you to say that. I was waiting for you to say he's not putting pressure. I knew that that's what you're going to say, you know?
He's not, but he continuously is calling, looking for me, inviting me to dinners, and it's a little bit confusing. Yeah.
Right. So I think Barbara is right, because she's telling you, okay, take a break from putting pressure on this, you know, allow time to, you know, allow yourself to see how you're going to respond in time. Time is a healer. Time always solves everything. Let's see how is this going to fall in place on its own, you know, in a month, in two, in three. You don't put any pressure on yourself.
Okay.
And I'm very curious if you'll call me back, because I think you're going to call me back on the radio in another 2-3 months, and we'll have a resolution. Like, the resolution doesn't come right now, but it will come on its own.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there'll definitely be a resolution between now and then.
Yeah. Either, like Barbara said, either you go back, either you go in the future with this new man, or in a further future with something completely different that's going to step in.
Okay.
So it remains to be seen. We'll see, but you have to be okay. What is your advice, Barbara? How should she proceed?
Yeah, so it's so tough, right? Because Carmen, it's funny that you said that you knew that her ex-husband wasn't putting pressure. So this is something that we do, Maria. We create these situations where we feel grippy and urgent, and, you know, we have this sort of neediness energy or attachment, right? And that's what you might be feeling with your ex. And, you know, he's coming around and he's being kind, and you've connected over these deaths in your family, which is a profound experience, right? It makes people really close, and you know each other deeply. And so you have a history. So it's really easy to go back to that hold attachment. And
right.
I want to warn you that as a woman, getting attached to him when he is not pursuing you and he is not showing clear signs that he wants to be with you, you may be, you know, really putting yourself in a place where you're going to get hurt. So
right.
I always say, if a man wants to be with you, he will cross mountains. He will,
right.
He will be with you, and he will show you, and he will show up, and he will be, it will be very clear. It will not be ambiguous or confusing.
Right.
So, you know, the confusion and the confusion is the answer, right? And he's needing you too, because you're like an old, you know, blanket that feels comfortable, and you're using each other a little bit for comfort, and mm-hmm. you might be misinterpreting that as, oh, like maybe there's still a spark. Mm-hmm. So just be really self-aware around what it really is. And you know what, like I have several exes, I'm still in love with all of them in a healthy way.
You are?
Yes.
I love it.
But I still hold love.
For I know why, because you've invested a part of you in every experience. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that doesn't take away from, you know, my current partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I also know that my current partner has love for his ex, who he had kids with, and all of that, right? So,
right.
So just be really clear. Don't confuse that love feeling and that comfort feeling for something that, you know, maybe you really want, but he may not want.
You know, you Absolutely. Said something so amazing. I just want to address this for everybody listening on the radio. For all the women who think, okay, I married this man who's been married before, he has three kids with another woman, but he's done there, he doesn't love that woman anymore, it's over, he probably dislikes her at this point. Well, guess what? You may be wrong. Probably, like you said something so amazing, Barbara. Probably, mm-hmm. you know, that man still has some feeling for the woman he had kids with, you know? Probably those feelings will never die. And you just have to accept that reality, and it should not bother you. Do you agree?
I agree. You don't marry someone you hate.
Right.
Ever. Like, right?
Right.
You marry someone you love, and then shit happens that causes divorce. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's separate from the love that is pure. Love,
but you see so many people divorce, and it gets so ugly. And people end up by acting like they hate each other, you know?
Yeah.
When they go through a horrible separation.
Yeah, because they're hurt and they're afraid. They're afraid of losing the kids. They're afraid, like, it's fear and pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the love, I believe, doesn't end.
Right.
And it's not necessarily, it changes. It's not necessarily romantic love, but even that comfort love might feel confusing. So yeah, just being really aware and allowing yourself to feel those things is really important.
Very significant. So what do you think, Maria? We are able to bring a little bit of light into your situation, at least for now?
Yes, indeed, for sure. I have some more clarity, and I feel a lot more calm now and at peace. And I'm just going to focus on myself. And like Barbara said, let the
course exactly.
go with me. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing, Maria. Good for you.
You know, practice something that is called your self-love. You know what I mean? In order to build something that is called a healthy relationship for your future. Work on that. Work on you, on loving you first right now, and see how things will unfold. Because exactly the way the trip in Europe happened, and in exactly the way, you know, the universe took you there and you were stuck there, it's like that divine intervention will happen, you know, and will show you your path.
Yes, indeed.
There's a side of me that says you're not going to go back into your past. You'll move into your future. But that's just me talking.
Yeah.
All right, my Maria. I love you,
okay,
my dear
thank
friend.
Thank you so much. Love you. Thank you so much,
okay,
ladies.
Sweetheart.
Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye, Maria.
So I'm going to take a short call, and then I'm going to go to Kim from Florida. Let's take a break, and then we're going to talk to Kim.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
So I'm back with my beautiful, beautiful guest tonight, Barbara Senten, who's a dating coach. And we have so many people still waiting to talk to us. And I'm going to go now to Kim in Florida and then to Leilani, and I have some other people. So let's move a little bit faster. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear?
Good, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice. So what question do you have for Barbara tonight?
Okay, so my question is, it's not about love. I've been living in a home renting with an amazing landlord, and he, for the past 6 years, and he's just been nothing but treated me like a family member. And unfortunately, he called me on Sunday and told me that he's dying, and that he offered me this proposal yesterday to sell me the house, which like is $100,000 cheaper. He's worried where he doesn't want to kick me and the family out. So he figured if I can buy it, I would. So I was able to figure out, I was able to buy it. And so I called him today as we spoke and said, and he's kind of like, I don't know if he's not remembering the conversation I had yesterday, but I'm a little nervous now on what's going to be, where is he going to pass away? And then the wife is going to just kind of maybe raise my rent, or is she going to just sell the house to anybody? Well, do you see me?
No, but didn't you make anything legal? Didn't you make like a contract with a lawyer or something like that?
No. This is just through, he's asking me, he wants to sell the house. The man, he's dying. He's got a heart problem. So
he's selling the house. Is there a contract of buying the house or something?
It was just talk over the phone yesterday. He lives in Washington. I live in Tampa, Florida. And he just said, I'm dying, and I'd like to make sure that you're okay. And if you'd like to buy the house, let me know. We talked about it.
First of all, I don't think intuitively the man is dying right away. I don't think that's happening right away. I think that might take a while. Nobody knows when they're dying, just like that. And so when somebody's telling you I'm dying, that might not happen quite like that. For some reason, I don't quite feel that there's enough truth into it. I don't know what else is going on here. I think the situation intuitively feels too complicated in my head. And I think that you're just more confused than you are confused. But bottom line, I think you'll be able to stay in that house. And I do think that you can actually buy the house. And I think you can negotiate on the price. And I think buy a house will probably be one of the best things you've done lately.
So you see him selling me the house and my boyfriend has said that he would help me out to buy it.
And yeah, my vision here, you will buy that house. That's all I get in my head. That house you will buy. Disregard of the fact that the man will die sooner or less or whatever. So you will buy the house, and I think that's going to be a good decision. That's going to save your problem. And I also think you'll be able to negotiate on the value of the house and buy it at a very good price.
Yeah, he's giving me it for like $100,000 less.
No, you get a good price. You even can cut on $100,000. So you'll be very, it's going to be a very good decision for you, my love.
Is there a reason why he kind of had a change of heart today? Like the conversation went like, I'll do anything for you. Just let me know how much you can get. And I told him the price. And he's like,
He wants to sell it. There's a lot of disagreement between him and somebody else in the family. But make it legal. Make it legal. Don't wait too much on this. Postpone it. So try to get a lawyer on board. Try to get somebody to make a deal and make documents in writing. So he can sign, you can sign, make a deposit, make this happen. Make it happen, Kim.
How I feel? He told me that he would get back to me, and I was just wondering where the...
Well, he will get back to you. He will get back to you.
Do you know when I might buy this house? Do you have any idea when?
Very soon, very quick. This is a matter of weeks. This is not going to take time.
Just a few weeks, like 2 or 3
Yes, this is going to take, this is going to move very fast. The man wants to sell it. He will sell it. You want to buy it. This is going to happen. Make sure everything is done legally.
Sure, sure. So do you think that my boyfriend is going to help me purchase
it? He will help you. He will definitely help you. The house is a good buy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want it. I totally want it. So I have one other quick question. I've been jobless. And
you will get a job. You will get a job. Okay, Kim, I love you because I have other people waiting, and this is not my topic of the show. So
I know. Okay, thank you.
Honey. I love you, Kim. I'm gonna go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hello, beautiful women. How are you?
So I know, Leilani, that you are the one who has question for Barbara.
I do. Hi, Barbara.
Okay. Hi, Leilani.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. So
nice to meet you.
I loved what you said about you love all your former boyfriends. I love the men so much I've dated, and I'm just so ready to call in just a really divine man. And I know the feeling tone. I know what I like in love. I'm very, very picky, and I don't know how to meet him because I don't go to bars. I don't really eat out a lot. I'm kind of an introvert. I love to be home with a good book.
I have the answer for you.
Okay, great.
I know Carmen wants to be on the timeline, so I have the answer for you. It's called abundance dating. It's a formula that I created, and it's basically you date like crazy. And there are some parameters, so you know, you might be like in shock right now, like I'm not going to do that, but there are definitely some parameters to creating that. So dating people you normally wouldn't date, you know, first of all, going on the app, and a lot of people have resistance to the app. It's, you know, you need to just actually go for it. You know, you're going to find a lot more men in a concentrated place on the app, and you are normal and amazing and great and looking for love. There are thousands of men on these apps that are looking for the same thing. What you get to do is do what I call abundance dating, and that is dating many men, especially the ones that you normally wouldn't go out with, and switching up the way you date. So I can already tell from what you said, you know, you're saying you're really picky. So you're already filtering out men before you even know them. This is an old pattern that's playing out. And the way to break that pattern is to date abundantly. Now, that doesn't mean that the first, you know, 15 men or 10 or 5 that you're going to meet are even close to being anything that you would ever want to be with long term. That's actually not the point initially. The point initially is to get outside of your box of what you normally do. So the definition of insanity, we know, right, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So we're switching it up. We're shaking it up. So you're dating maybe, you know, the opposite of the type that you normally would date. You're going outside of your introverted comfort zone because you're committed to having the relationship of your dreams. When we're committed to something, we do what it takes to get there. So this is the formula to getting there. It also helps you feel comfortable being in front of men. It helps you practice your femininity in front of men when you know, like this, you know, you're abundance dating. So you'll know, like, this man is not going to be the one. So you can kind of relax. It creates this relaxed state so that once you've gone through several men, you're like, oh, this is actually really fun. I'm just going to go meet another human being. I'm not going to practice his last name after my first name, you know, on our first date, which is what we do, right? We imagine our wedding to them. We don't even know them. And you start relaxing into it, becoming more like yourself, being less performative, and that's when the magic starts happening.
This is beautiful.
And I want you to know I've done some of that, and I'm not really looking to get married. I just want a long-term committed relationship. And that's fascinating you say that. I was on two different apps. And I lasted 2 days because I'm like, none of these men, I can see it in their eyes if we're going to be a match. Does that make sense?
No. It's you're telling yourself that story to keep yourself safe. You have no idea what they're like on a picture. And, you know, I'm being a coach right now, right? Like, I know women. I know how women, you know, tell themselves stories so that they can stay safe so that they don't have to get hurt, right? So the risk that you're going to take by dating a man who you believe you can see in his eyes is not going to be a match, the risk is higher than the safety that you'll feel by just judging them right off the bat and staying away. So I invite you to not look for a match because that seems to be tripping you up. I invite you to look for nice human beings where you can practice being more yourself while on the date. So you're not going and looking at him and judging him or, you know, testing him or seeing what he's got to offer. You're not focusing on him. You're going on the date. You're going to go, you know, to a coffee shop and meet him and check in with you and say, oh, how do I feel in front of this man? I feel good. Okay, he just smiled. That felt good. You know, you're just, every moment you're checking in with yourself on how you feel, not on how he is being, you know, up to your standards or not, or whatnot. And that will shift your perspective to really getting clear on what you are desiring rather than focusing out.
There's a beautiful full rainbow. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Book a call with me. I'm happy to chat more, you know, more privately and go a little bit deeper. The initial calls are free. So book a call with
me
and we'll chat more.
Blessings.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, Leilani.
I love you.
And for everybody listening, you guys, there's an exciting event coming called Single to Love Magnet. I will let Barbara tell you a little bit more because I want you guys to participate. And then also don't forget to use Barbara, you know, as your dating coach because she's so terrific in everything she does. She is absolutely the best. And the way she put this event together is pretty remarkable. So Barbara, tell us about Single to Love Magnet. Tell us about where our listener can find you, your work, and how can they book a session with you?
Yeah, so this From Single to Love Magnet show is a 10-day online show where I interview incredible speakers, as I mentioned before, and you know, it will get you really to learn the tips and tricks on how to get unstuck and start attracting your dream relationship. So all these different perspectives of different experts will be included in this amazing show. And yeah, the way to sign up is to go, I mean, I can just verbally say it, is www.magnetizedloveshow.com/love-magnet-opt-in. That's the way to opt in. And, you know, Carmen is on the show, so she, if you're following her, she will be showing how to get on that show as well. It's free.
But there's so many other amazing people part of your show. It's just remarkable how many people who are authorities in the field are part of the show, like John Gray.
Yes.
I mean, extraordinary.
Yeah, John Gray is, I know, I'm so excited that he's on the show. It's John Gray, Allison A. Armstrong. I don't actually have the list in front of me right now. Actually, I can pull up the list for sure. There's Carmen, Gabrielle Taylor, Alexis, like I can, there's
That's going to be amazing.
Well, they're so amazing.
Okay, so Barbara, we're at the end of the show. We are so grateful here at Home Time Radio. I'm very grateful for you, having you on the show, for your time, for your amazing work. And people, go book a session with Barbara and make sure you use the services. She's just the best. So thank you for your time, Barbara. And for everybody listening, thank you. We love you. And I will be with you next week, same place, same time, on Home Time Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.